I want us to review in the Scriptures two references that he makes from the Scriptures. And one is Colossians 3:13. Colossians 3:13. Let us look it up in the Scriptures and read it from there. Colossians 3:13. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians 3:13. Marcy, would you read that out loud for us, please?
Bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
Okay. Forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you forgive them. That's what it's saying. Just as He has forgiven you, so also you should forgive anyone that you have a complaint against. Instructions in the Scriptures. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32. These are quoted on page 159 in the book. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. You have a Bible while you're at. Please. Julie, would you read that verse? Ephesians 4:32.
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also forgave you, also has forgiven you.
Okay. Kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. What's a common statement revealed in those two verses, from those two books? What is common in idea and command? Kim? Okay, forgiving each other is common. What else in addition to that, Ron?
Forgiving one another as God has forgiven you.
As God has forgiven us. That is stated in both places. So, as God has forgiven us is the measure of how we are to forgive, and the way we are to forgive, and the depth that we are to forgive, and the willingness to forgive, and the generosity in forgiving. All the ways that God is willing and is forgiving the sinner, and has forgiven those who have believed, we are to forgive anyone that has offended us, has wronged us, that we have a complaint against. We are to forgive them as fully as that. In connection with that, turn back to Matthew chapter 18 that we have looked at in the last 2 weeks. We're going to look at it one more time, Matthew chapter 18. And this is that account of the man who had two servants. If you may recall, Matthew 18, beginning with verse 21, verse 22, and starts off with the man who was a king who wanted to settle with his slaves. He brought in the one slave and found out that his slave owed him $10 million, very high sum of money. The slave says, I can't pay you. He says, well, then I'll throw you into prison till you pay. And he pled for him, please, 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 just let me work. I'll pay you back every cent. Which he couldn't do. So it says that the master, the king, he felt compassion on him and released him and forgave him the debt. The whole debt, he forgave it. He released him from the obligation to pay what he owed him. Then the slave went out and found a fellow slave who owed him a very small amount of money and grabbed him and said, pay me what you owe me. And his fellow slave said to him what he said to the king, please give me time and I'll pay. And he says, no. And he had him thrown into prison and until he should pay back what he owed him. Now verse 31 says, so when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their Lord all that had happened. Verse 32. Then summoning him, his Lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you entreated me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave? And here's just like in the other two verses. Even as I had mercy on you. Here, the king, Jesus teaching through this picture and parable of the king and the slaves, says, should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as, in the same way, to the same degree, with the same willingness, I had mercy on you? Shouldn't you have done that? And the answer implied is, yes, you should have. And so when the Apostle Paul writes instructions to us as believers, he is writing the very same truth, that we are to forgive one another even as Christ and God has forgiven us. Now, if to whatever degree you understand the forgiveness of God to you, that is the measure of your forgiveness to other people. And if you think God has only forgiven half of your rebellion, and half of your sin, and half of your selfishness, then you will only forgive a portion, a small release, if that's your thinking. And if you are unwilling to forgive another person entirely, that would reflect upon the fact that in your thinking, you have not seen a full, abundant pardon and forgiveness that God gives in His salvation. You would be in your mind thinking that He is only pardoning the things that you are working towards to alleviate, or some notion like that. So we see that the measure of the forgiveness that is given to the sinner is to be the measure that we give to one another. Very important standard. That's the standard we are to measure our forgiveness to one another by. I want to pick out just a few things in this chapter and give you opportunity as we go into the next chapter to read anything that you have marked in the next chapter that was significant to you, as we've done before. On page 159, again, it says, the second from the bottom paragraph, bitterness is unfulfilled revenge. It is produced when revenge is not satisfied to the degree we desire. Bitterness is unfulfilled revenge. I think that is a good definition of bitterness. Unfulfilled revenge. And it's like a root that goes down deep. Bitterness. And the next page, 160. Second paragraph says, bitterness is a root. If roots are nursed, watered, protected, fed, and given attention, they increase in depth and strength.